prayer cards. I want to thank you all for coming this evening. It's wonderful to see families worshiping together, and it's wonderful just to be in this season and to experience and to sense the Lord's presence and His greatness in this place and in each one of our homes and hopefully in each one of our hearts. God is good all the time. Yes, God is good. Want to share with you all a message that I began working on in 1991. I took a class called My Father's Names. There's a book by one of my professors. He wrote the book himself. I took the class from the guy who wrote the book. His name was Dr. Elmer Towns. And Dr. Towns had suggested to all of his ministry students that they take this class, that it would radically change their lives. So I got excited and I ran to the registrar's office and, well, I didn't run, let's be honest, but I went to the registrar's office and I signed up for this class and I was ready to just go. And I went to the class and the class was very interesting and I got a lot out of the class, but I ended up getting a C- in the class. So tonight I'm coming to share with you my C- report. But I trust you that I have touched it up a bit since then. So hopefully it will be better. But like I said, the title of the class was My Father's Names. If you read the Bible closely, you'll begin to realize that there are so many different names for our God, for our precious Father. There's the bright morning star, there's the wonderful counselor, there's the root of Jesse, there's the Alpha and the Omega, there's the Lamb of God. And each one of these names are rich with meaning. Each one of these names say something significant about who God is and what His desires are for our lives, as well as what He wants to do for the world. There's over, like I said, 100 names. But the name that I find the most interesting, the name that cries out to my heart, is the name Emmanuel. Because that name means God with us. God with us. This was the name that He was given, and Matthew refers to it in his gospel, but He was given to it 700 years before His birth by the prophet Isaiah. This was the name that meant that God was coming for us, that our deliverer was coming, that His grace and His mercy and His love would be here in a real present form for you and I to experience. Emmanuel, God with us, is really the meaning of Christmas. The babe that was born in a manger to Mary, the infants that the shepherds ran to see, the newborn child that the wise men traveled hundreds of miles to visit with, to worship, to lay down and to worship, was Jesus, God with us. But why do you and I, as a human race, why do we need a God that is with us? Because we have separated ourselves away from God. By our mistakes, by our sin. Why do we need a God that is with us? Because the plain truth of the matter is that without a God with us, we are incomplete at our best. We are created with one sole meaning and purpose, and that is to have fellowship and an intimate relationship with God. But because of our sin, we are separated from Him. But as the song that Chip sang tonight declares, did you know that He came as a child? That He came as a baby? That He was born into this world for you and I? Did you know that He has a plan and a purpose and a meaning for our life? Did you know that He has come to set us free? All the scriptures that the ladies read tonight, even the proclamation that little Jake said at the beginning of the service, all point us to one point. And that is that God is now with us. We are able to have fellowship with God. We are able to understand His plan and His purpose. Only He can give our lives meaning and completeness that it's supposed to have. Only God with us can rescue us from the oblivion that sometimes we're headed for. See, people try to fill the emptiness inside of themselves with all kinds of things. We hear statements like, I'm trying to find myself. Well, I'm a big guy, and I can just look in any mirror and find myself. And when people say those kind of statements, or they dive themselves into their careers, or they dive themselves into romantic relationships, all to try to fill the void that is left inside of them, because they don't have a connection with the Savior. You and I must begin to realize that the greatest gift of all is what He has come to do and the work that He began during this season. It is our responsibility as those who follow after Christ to not just to be reminded of this season, not just to be reminded of His birth and His work during this season and during Easter, but to be reminded of what God has done in our lives every day. Or if you're here today and church really isn't something that is a regular part of your life, guess what? God isn't asking solely for church to be a regular part of your life. What He's asking for, what the first thing that He is asking you to do is to make Him a part of your regular life. A part of your daily existence. And then all the other things will fall into place. See, we get so wrapped up in the fact that we feel like we have to be good enough to receive the love of God. Well, all become a Christian, all follow after Christ later, when I've done all the things that really I know I shouldn't do. Trust me with this one. If you fall in love with a Savior, if you fall in love with a God, today, all the other things will fall aside. God is calling each and every one of us to come to Him. To come to Him and to worship Him. To spend time this season, just as a wise man did. To bring the gift of our hearts beside his manger and to say, Lord, here I am. Here I am with my frailties. Here I am with my mistakes. Here I am with everything that makes up this person. But with the realization that God loves us for who we are. My challenge to you, my prayer for you, my hope for you, my passionate plea for you this evening is that if you find yourself tonight in a place where you find yourself distant and away from God, if you find yourself in a place where you're saying, why am I not experiencing the fulfillment that comes with a relationship with the Creator? If you find yourself in that place, or if you find yourself close to Him, in either case, make a commitment to worship Him. To worship Him with your life. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before You. We thank You, we praise You, we give You glory and honor. We understand, Lord, that You, O God, are truly the reason for this season. And we ask in Your matchless name for those who are here tonight who find themselves away from You, that by Your power, that by Your strength, that by Your mercy, O Lord, that You would forgive, that You would reach out Your loving arms and welcome them home. Lord, we love You, we praise You, we give You glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would be amiss if I didn't conclude with one final statement, that if you're here tonight and you find yourself in a place where you're not sure what your relationship with the Lord is, please come and find me. Please come and find Pastor. Please come and find someone off of the care ministry staff tonight before you leave. And make sure that this season is truly about worshiping Jesus.